leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
Casa Veneto opens in Cortina. Casa Veneto has opened in the heart of Cortina d'Ampezzo as the Veneto region's space dedicated to promoting regional excellence ahead of the Milano Cortina 2026 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Hosted at Casa del Regole, it will be open from 6 to the 22nd of February for the Olympics and from 6 to the 15th of March for the Paralympics. Spread over 3 floors, it includes a public events area, a media center and institutional meeting spaces, with talks, tastings and cultural events. Health Prevention Container. A traveling container featuring an immersive health prevention laboratory has been inaugurated at Piazza Roma in Venice. Linked to the Milano Cortina Olympic Games, the initiative promotes the values of sport and healthy lifestyles. Active during the Olympic period, it will stop in Venice, the 6th to the 12th of February, Belluno, the 13th to the 19th of February, and Verona, the 20th to the 25th of February. The project is promoted by the Veneto region in cooperation with CUAMM and local health authorities. Security, reinforced Carabinieri deployment. For the Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games, around 300 additional Carabinieri have been deployed in Cortina d'Ampezzo, alongside local units. The inter-agency security plan includes fixed surveillance, foot patrols and vehicle checks in sensitive areas. Specialized units, aerial support and Carabinieri Forestali are also involved, ensuring public safety, environmental protection and avalanche risk monitoring.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. A disturbed impulse has just passed, steered by a broad cyclonic circulation formed by multiple low-pressure systems that are also affecting much of Europe. But for the coming days, another front is expected that will bring further precipitation across all the Alps, with the snow line slightly higher compared to the impulse of the last few hours.
After the passage of this trough, during the course of the week other troughs will arrive that will maintain conditions of variability and instability, but the phenomena will be more modest. Temperatures, after the rise in minimums and the drop in maximums on Tuesday, will not undergo significant variations during the week, with minimum values above normal and maximum values close to normal or slightly lower.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.